Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Tropical. the uniformly warm waters that make up 81% of Indonesia's area ensures that temperatures on land remain fairly constant, with the coastal plains averaging 28 degrees Celsius, the inland and mountain areas averaging 26 degrees Celsius, and the higher mountain regions 23 degrees Celsius. Temperature varies little from season to season, as Indonesia experiences relatively little change in light of daylight hours from one season to the next. And if the weather generally rains, well, the main variable of Indonesia's climate is not temperature or air pressure, but rainfall. The area with the humidity range is 70% and 90%. Are there different seasons in Indonesia? Being a tropical country, Indonesia doesn't have spring, summer, autumn, or winter. Instead of the two seasons of rain and dry, which are relevant. While there is significant regional variation in most of the country, including Java and Bali, the dry season is April to October, while the wet season is November to March. However, it can be rainy in a couple of days, then it can be shiny in the other couple of days. So unpredictable, just like our life. Anyway, talking about rain, I have a song which is so related to our topic. And by Saat Hujan, or When It's Raining, a song by Fade to Black, featuring Audrey.
Aku merangkai banyak main ingredient is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai sipui or lengkita.
Namun kan datang. of Indonesia.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai selai ikan selai kalau dipindah
sudah tua. After many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and thought to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which has number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yasno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. Search for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets ala Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha says that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of cloth. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half-cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They all mix into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together, and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu...
Afterwards, the dough is made like a flap, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once. So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu, Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna itu.
The tuna used is tuna or white simbek fish.
Kita di Natuna itu simbek debit.
In Natuna it is called simbek debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di.
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powdered or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourism. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancha, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a Pizza Hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great. It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food such as pizza and nuggets.
Voice of Indonesia, VOR.
with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has Savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill, so that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
Tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan tourist beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan tourist village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan tourist village Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Bulisan tourist village head Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan village community.
Kalau keroncong mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do for choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world, I wish I could give you more information, but unfortunately, it's time for me to shine up from the morning session of Indonesia today, and the afternoon one will be continued with my colleague Faisal. So do stay tuned on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Cinta ketika National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo has said that security, stability and anti-corruption attitudes are great assets for advancing the nation. Sigit, while being a speaker at the briefing for regional heads at the Military Academy Magelang Central Java, as quoted by Antara on Wednesday, that the law enforcement official and handling of things that disturbed the community are certainly the governmental concern because this has an impact on investment domestically and internationally. The police chief also said that the progress of the Indonesian nation is determined by various aspects, one of which is through security stability in a region. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to inaugurate the first billion bank service in Indonesia on Wednesday afternoon as a step to support downstreaming in the Asta Cita launched by the government. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat Yusuf Permana confirmed that the President Prabowo directly inaugurated the billion bank service. Yusuf told reporters in Jakarta on Wednesday that this afternoon, President Prabowo is scheduled to inaugurate the bullion bank service. The gold bank service is the first of its kind in Indonesia, and he explained that inauguration of the gold bank is President Prabowo's strategic step in strengthening the national gold industry ecosystem, as well as supporting the downstream mission launch in the Asta Cita of the Red and White Cabinet. The tennis line.